FIFA hit Walgreens, CVS and San Francisco free due to minimum sentence. By Amy Furr on April 5, 2022. The man seen ransacking Walgreens and CVS stores in San Francisco was freed from prison thanks to a minimum sentence. Gene Lugo Romero pleaded guilty to felony grand theft and a misdemeanor for petty theft prior to being sentenced to 16 months and 1 year probation for the robberies, the Daily Mail reported Tuesday. Under California law, Romero could have been sentenced to 3 years in prison on the felony rap and another 16 months on the misdemeanor charge. However, the judge credited him with time served and released Romero back onto the lawless streets of San Francisco. He was ordered to stay away from two Walgreens employees and two stores, as well as one CVS store. A video of Romero showed him dumping approximately $1,000 worth of cosmetics into a bag. Romero then hopped onto his bicycle and moved past a guard who was standing nearby. "If you call 911, will they do anything?" a woman in the video asked the guard. District Attorney Chase Bodine, who now faces a recall vote, previously defended Romero's actions, describing him as desperate, the Mail report said. In December, Bodine spoke out against Mayor London Breed's policy to expand law enforcement funding and declare a state of emergency in the crime-ridden Tenderloin District, according to Breitbart News. Bodine, the son of a convicted Weather Underground militant, was elected in 2019 on a promise to pursue criminal justice reform. Like his predecessor, George Gascon, the George Soros-backed prosecutor who is now DA in Los Angeles County, the report said. Meanwhile, the shoplifting surge in October forced Walgreens to shut down five additional San Francisco locations. Shoplifting has skyrocketed in San Francisco recently, likely a result of Proposition 47, which dictates stealing would not be a felony in California if the item stolen did not exceed $950. Breitbart News reported at the time.